Oh, yes, that will suffice. Stop doting on me, servant. Send for my food taster and leave me to my meal. Where is that half-wit anyway? He should have long since been here by now.
I'm hungry. This is torture.
Such a yummy banquet laid out before me, and here I have to wait. I hate waiting.
Well, that is about time. Look who finally graces me with his presence. Where have you been? You literally have one job.
Ugh. Cleaning the tables?
Ew. Why?
Daddy told you? I suppose a little manual labor won't kill you. You're getting rather fat and lazy, leeching off my meals the way you do. I hope you washed your hands at least.
Good. Get over here, now.
You know the way of things, yes? My daddy, the king, your benevolent ruler, has many enemies. Rivals both inside and outside the kingdom are jealous of his wealth and power. They would love nothing more than to strike a blow against him by poisoning his precious little daughter. That's me. So you need to taste all of this food before I do, and make sure it's safe to eat. If you turn purple and start foaming at the mouth, no great loss. We'll just get another one of you. Such a fancy spread. All stretched out before me on such a long table. This is more food than you could afford in a year, yes? On that pittance of a salary daddy pays you? I'll waste more of this than I'll eat. All while half of the kingdom is starving. Honestly, it makes me laugh.
Laugh with me, Moran.
Not very convincing. Again, with more feeling. That's better. Now, where to start? Where to start? Pour me a goblet of wine. Now drink. Anything suspicious? Cloying aftertaste? A tightness in your throat? Well, you're not dead yet.
Give me that chalice at once. Stop being greedy.
It's bad enough I have to drink after you and risk contracting whatever commoner disease you might be carrying.
What is this foul taste? Have the grapes gone bad? Why didn't you warn me? Right in your face it goes. See what happens when you don't do your job properly. Check those grapes. Right there, fool, in the basket. If the master of our vineyard is growing inferior stock, I'll have Daddy behead him. Well, is it good? I'll be the judge of that. Feed me one. No, don't dangle them in front of my face, idiot. Pluck one and place it in my mouth. Oh, it burst with juice. I suppose this will do. In my infinite kindness, we'll let the vineyard knave keep his neck intact for at least another day. What should we try next, food slave? I'll do you the great honor of choosing something for me. Surprise me. Make it good,
or I'll summon the guards to toss you out of the window of this tower. Cheese, huh? You think me to be a vermin? Some lowly rat? Like kind that scurry around your chamber? Calm down a little, chest, that's all. Cut me off a block from that wedge. No, that's far too big. How am I supposed to eat that? Make it a dainty little morsel like me. Why are there holes in it? Worms? You'd better be right. Taste it. No, I didn't say slice a piece for yourself. Take the whole wedge and bite it. So gluttonous. Well, are you keeling over it yet? Seems fine, I suppose. My turn. Rather bland. I think Daddy needs better cows. I'll have him call the herd. Remind me, servant, what sound does a cow make again? Louder! Well done! I had no idea you did impressions. If you survive being my taster for a few more years, maybe we'll promote you to a court jester. I tire of your buzzing around me like a knot. Sit down in this chair to my left. My own chair is rather unbearable. I'll see to it that the carpenter is strung up by his thumbs. But for now, I'm going to join you over there. You seem jumpy, little worm. Does it make you uncomfortable to have your princess this close to you? Everything in this kingdom belongs to me, you know? Including your lap. Would you deny me? Good. Now, that flaky bread over there, check it. Make haste, I'm starving. Seems safe enough. Pretend that it isn't, though. I want to see what it'll be like when Daddy's enemies finally dispatch you. Clutch your throat and show me your best death throes. Delightful! I only wish it were real. Now, give me the bread. No! Cut the crust off first! You expect me to eat the crust?
Idiot. Oh, so dry.
Fetch me some jam. No, not with a knife. Use your fingers. Taste. That's right. Now into my own mouth. Sweet. The marmalade now. Into your mouth with it. Very good. Open up and share. Why so shocked, peasant? You exist for my amusement, yes? I'm amusing myself. I want dessert. Put one of those tarts on my plate. Now pour plenty of cream over it. More than that. Don't be stingy. Here, I'll feed you this time. Take a bite. Mm-hmm. Don't try to leave my fingers intact. All clear? Give it to me then. This is my favorite so far. I've always had a sweet tooth. Such a tiny morsel, though. Gone already. Hold the plate up so I may lick it clean, taster. See how a princess savors her food. Do you wish for another taste? One can never be too careful, yes? I fear all these sweets are taking a toll on my girlish figure. This bodice feel tighter and tighter all the time. Unlace it for me, servant. Faster! Such clumsy fingers. You'd make a terrible tailor. Finally, my bare bosom can breathe. Ah, such a constricting garment. I wonder what Daddy would say if he knew I was squirming in the lap of my lowly food taster, naked breasts having. Should I call for the guards and find out? Shh, another little jest, that's all. Don't be so craven. Lift that pitcher of cream to my lips, tilt it, and give me a taste. Oh, you ham-handed oaf! You spilled it all down the front of me! My soft breasts are absolutely dripping! Oh, how dare you! I didn't bump your arm on purpose, you clod! What an unseemly accusation! Well, fix your mistake before I have you punished. Clean me. No, no. Use your tongue. That's right. Lick up all that cream from my sticky breasts. Make them sparkle. My nipples are covered too. Suck them. This is your sole profession, yes? We pay you to taste things. Get down under this table. On your knees. I want to make sure Daddy is getting his money's worth. Push my dress up. Tuck your head under there. Nice and warm and wet, yes? Does that open slit look poisonous to you? Poison of a different kind, maybe? One taste, and you'll be spellbound, I fear. Lick me, knave. like a cat from a saucer. Don't miss a single spot with that talented tongue. Grinding my hips and rubbing my wetness in your face feels absolutely delicious. I think I'm going to... Madame Beverly! Hello? Sit down there. Don't stop. Here? For my tutoring already? Goodness! It seems I've... lost track of the time. Yes, I'm just... finishing my meal. I'm feeling a bit... under the table. Weather, under the weather. No, that useless food taster never showed. I'm going to have to give him... a tongue lashing. Something I ate seemed a bit... off? Can we postpone? Thank you for understanding. I'll give Daddy your regards, and I'll be sure to send for you when I'm finished. It was all I could do to keep from screaming. I just skim all over your chin. Maybe I misjudged you. You swear fealty to me, yes? Will you prove yourself devoted to pleasing your princess? Excellent. Rise. Bend me over this table and pull my dress up. This is so undignified. I'm absolutely dripping. Drop your breeches and do the deed, peasant. You may never get another chance like this again. Yes, roast me on that spit like a suckling pig. Should I place an apple in my mouth? More, stab me from behind like the villain that you are. Rail your princess as if I were no better than a whore in a brothel. That is sublime. Pound me with that slab of meat, and I'll reciprocate with this. A hunk of a mutton. Here, chew. Fisting and rutting at the same time. Such debauchery. Eat it all, down to the bone. I'm just about to finish with you, servant. You will continue your assault on my womanhood until you complete the act and fill my belly. Do you understand? Very good. Now reach around and put that mutton bone in my mouth. Give me something to bite down on so the guards don't hear me squealing like a stuck pig. delicious. It's dripping like cream, trickling down my quivering thighs. Quite a weapon you wield, commoner. If you were to succumb to poison, I might shed a tear for you after all. We'll find a new position for you, and perhaps you can find a few new positions for me. How does royal bodyguard sound? You're intimately familiar with this body now, yes? Do you feel it's worth guarding? I'll take that as a yes. Be warned that this may be a dangerous job. You'll be required to protect me from assailants and assassins. The only dagger allowed to pierce me is the one that just filled me up so well. Now, make it stand tall again and stick it back in this sheath.